Jenny Hamilton is billing her new play as a two-woman show, but that's only because some of her co-stars are puppets. Hamilton, a White Horse-based comedian, will be packing them all along with her when she goes on the road this spring to tour Jenny Hamilton, teenage cult leader. The play, which Hamilton wrote during a Jenny House residency in 2023, is about Hamilton's experience growing up queer in 1980s White Horse and what it was like to endure puberty, trying to fit in and ultimately being labeled a cult leader. Hamilton told the news that being finished with the writing and editing phase feels incredible, but now she's deep in the work of bringing the play to life. "I'm so very lucky to be working with the designers, technicians, crew and production team that has been assembled," she said. "A dream team. Seriously, if you asked me who I wanted to work with on a show, I would name everyone in the program." That program includes director Clinton Walker, production company Larrikin Entertainment, animation by Andrew Sharp and more. The show debuts in White Horse at the Old Fire Hall with a Pay What You Can preview at 8 p.m. on March 13. After that, it plays nightly at 8 p.m. until March 23. There's also a Pay What You Can matinee at 2 p.m. on March 16. The show then travels to the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction on March 27, followed by a trip to Atlin, British Columbia, on March 29. Venue is to be determined. Heather Kenny is the artistic producer at Explore Atlin, a tourism events programming company in the northern BC community. Cult Leader is the second Larrikin production Kenny has brought to Atlin. "It is great to be able to bring theater to Atlin, and Larrikin has a proven track record of outstanding professionalism that makes it easy to work with," she told the news. On April 4 and 5, Hamilton heads to Dawson City for two nights at the Klondike Institute of Art and Culture. Hamilton said she loves touring the communities because of how supportive the audiences are. "I also get to meet people after the shows, and they are some of the coolest people in our territory," she said. "It is a treat and privilege to share my work with them. Plus, the people running the venues are amazing and always great to work with. I love seeing them again anytime we get to travel." "The feeling in Dawson is mutual," said Matt Sarti, performing arts and festival producer at the Klondike Institute of Art and Culture. He said the community is always thrilled when Larrikin visits. "Creating and producing theater in the territory is an impressive feat," he said. "We are grateful they are up for the challenge of transporting the whole production 500 kilometers up the North Klondike Highway." "Ultimately," Hamilton said, "she hopes people have fun at the shows. I would be super excited if they hummed the songs, chatted with their friends about it afterwards and well," she said. "If I keep talking about it, I am going to give too much away." Tickets are available at larrikinentertainment.com. Contact Stephanie Waddell at stephanie.waddell@yukon-news.com.